This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is asking the federal government to issue a major disaster declaration for 22 southern Missouri counties hit hard by this month's floods. Nixon said yesterday the costs of emergency response and repairs will be high. The floods that resulted from nearly 2 weeks of heavy rain caused widespread damage across the southern tier and left at least three people dead. Nixon announced his request in Conway, where the wastewater treatment system was heavily damaged. The governor is asking the federal government to clear the way for individual and public assistance in 14 counties. Individual assistance allows households to seek federal aid for uninsured losses. Public assistance allows local governments to seek help with response and recovery expenses. Dozens of new state laws take effect in Missouri today. They include one that creates new tax credits designed to lure amateur sporting events to the Show Me State, such as the NCAA tournament, basketball games, and Olympic trials. It was sponsored by Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of St. Louis County.
It's an opportunity for us as a state to move forward and attract these really important events that can generate a lot of revenue, not just for the state, but for those businesses, those restaurants, those bars, the hotels that support these major events. And I think it'll be great.
Another new law taking effect today will replace concealed carry endorsements with concealed carry permits and transfer their oversight from the Department of Revenue to local sheriff's offices. Other new laws include one that will exempt some farm chores by kids under 16 from child labor rules, and another that will create treatment courts for military veterans. Farmers across the country received more than $17 billion in federal crop insurance payouts after last year's drought. A new report released yesterday by an environmental group blames farmers for not doing enough to shield the soil against the heat. For Harvest Public Media, Bill Wheelhouse reports.
The Natural Resources Defense Council says farmers could have greatly reduced losses if they had been working to improve soil health. The NRDC suggests that planting certain grasses and legumes and implementing a set of soil conservation practices could nearly drought-proof fields. That would save farmers a lot of headache and taxpayers a lot of money. Many farmers, though, aren't exactly sold on the report's findings. Doug Wilson is a farmer in Livingston County, Illinois, which had the highest crop insurance payout in the nation. He says it would have been hard for those practices to fend off last year's extreme heat and dryness. He paraphrased former President Dwight Eisenhower when reacting to the report.
It's a lot easier to farm with a pencil from 1,000 miles away than it is to actually have your hand on a plow.
Bill Wheelhouse, Harvest Public Media.
In about 1 month, a key part of the Affordable Care Act kicks off nationwide. The health insurance marketplace opens for enrollment, and consumers can shop for an insurance plan from what could be hundreds of options. And this week, a Missouri-wide campaign to raise awareness about the marketplace begins. It's led by the Missouri Foundation for Health. States had the option to run their own marketplaces or let the federal government do it for them. Missouri, along with 26 other states, chose the latter. Ryan Barker is the foundation's vice president for health policy. He says the federal government never expected to run the marketplaces in so many states, and it doesn't have the funds to raise effective awareness about the program in all of those states.
The foundation's board really said, you know, this is really important to our population, and we're going to step forward and put some resources and staff time behind this.
Meanwhile, the federal government has announced a $1.8 million grant to two other Missouri organizations to help Missourians navigate the marketplace. In addition to that effort, the Missouri Foundation for Health is spending about $8 million to disseminate information about the marketplace. About $5 million of those dollars has been awarded to 17 different regional nonprofits who will do the hands-on work to help Missourians sign up for the program. The Affordable Care Act requires every American to have insurance coverage by January 1st, 2014, or face a penalty. Today is the day that most of the new state laws passed this year in Missouri take effect. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has details.
Those new laws include one that would allow tenured teachers in St. Louis to be fired for incompetency. And sets the time period for firing teachers found to be either incompetent or inefficient at 30 days. It was sponsored by Democratic Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis.
This bill puts St. Louis more in line with the rest of the 521 districts when it comes to getting rid of bad teachers.
Other new laws prevent pharmacies from being forced to carry any specific drug or device against their will, and requires doctors to be present whenever abortion-inducing drugs are administered to a woman. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The new workers' compensation law that's designed to replenish the state's second injury fund will not take effect until January. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster has announced a lawsuit against the company Walgreens, accusing the store of conducting what he called false and deceptive advertising and pricing schemes. Koster says he had investigators purchase items at Walgreens across the state and found 20% of the time they were charged more than was advertised.
My concern is that this is not sloppiness. This is a business practice to essentially steal from sick people who go into Walgreens, from old people who go into Walgreens, and find themselves at the cash register. They can't get back into the aisle. They got six people standing behind them, and so they end up just paying Walgreens toll time and again.
Koster says his investigators were overcharged in two St. Louis locations, one on Olive Boulevard and one at Lusher Boulevard. This makes Missouri the third state with legal action against Walgreens. The company has not yet returned a request for comment. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.